Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Day 10 of the Minor Prophets. We are continuing with the story of Hosea. Today we're looking at a guilty verdict. Dr. Robert Jeffress once wrote, "The gospel begins by saying everyone is guilty before God. There is no good news of salvation unless you understand the bad news, and that is our guilt before God." Our text today is from Hosea chapters 5 and 6. "Hear this, O priests. Pay attention, O house of Israel. Give ear, O house of the king, for the judgment is for you. For you have been a snare at Mizpah and a net spread upon Tabor. And the revolters have gone deep into slaughter, but I will discipline all of them. I know Ephraim, and Israel is not hidden from me. For now, O Ephraim, you have played the whore. Israel is defiled. Their deeds do not permit them to return to their God, for the spirit of whoredom is within them, and they know not the Lord. The pride of Israel testifies to his face. Israel and Ephraim shall stumble in his guilt. Judah also shall stumble with them. With their flocks and herds, they shall go to seek the Lord, but they will not find him. He has withdrawn from them. They have dealt faithlessly with the Lord, for they have borne alien children. Now the new moon shall devour them with their fields. Blow the horn in Gibeah, the trumpet in Ramah. Sound the alarm at Beth-Aven. We follow you, O Benjamin. Ephraim shall become a desolation in the day of punishment. Among the tribes of Israel, I make known what is sure. The princes of Judah have become like those who move the landmark. Upon them I will pour out my wrath like water. Ephraim is oppressed, crushed in judgment, because he was determined to go after filth. But I am like a moth to Ephraim, and like dry rot to the house of Judah. When Ephraim saw his sickness, and Judah his wound, then Ephraim went to Assyria and sent to the great king. But he is not able to cure you or heal your wound. For I will be like a lion to Ephraim, and like a young lion to the house of Judah. I, even I, will tear and go away. I will carry off, and no one shall rescue. I will return again to my place until they acknowledge their guilt and seek my face, and in their distress earnestly seek me. Come, let us return to the Lord, for he has torn us that he may heal us. He has struck us down, and he will bind us up. After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will raise us up that we may live before him. Let us know. Let us press on to know the Lord. His going out is sure as the dawn. He will come to us as the showers, as the spring rains that water the earth. What shall I do with you, O Ephraim? What shall I do with you, O Judah? Your love is like a morning cloud, like the dew that goes early away. Therefore I have hewn them by the prophets. I have slain them by the words of my mouth, and my judgment goes forth as the light. For I desire steadfast love and not sacrifice, the knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings. But like Adam, they transgressed the covenant. There they dealt faithlessly with me. Gilead is a city of evildoers, tracked with blood. As robbers lie in wait for a man, so the priests band together. They murder on the way to Shechem. They commit villainy. In the house of Israel, I have seen a horrible thing. Ephraim's whoredom is there. Israel is defiled. For you also, O Judah, a harvest is appointed. When I restore the fortunes of my people." Hosea chapter 5, verses 1 through 7, summarizes the evidence brought against the nation of Israel in chapter 4. There was no righteousness in the entire land. Israel's leadership oppressed innocent people. sin had a firm hold on the northern kingdom. Hosea 5 verse 4 states the cause for their wickedness. They know not the Lord. You are prone to rebel when you don't recognize and appreciate God. When you don't know who God is, it is easy to act like illegitimate children. In Hosea 5 verses 8 through 15, the guilty verdict is pronounced. John Phillips highlights poetic and profound language found in God's judgment. As we read Hosea's description of Israel's doom, we find an unexpected figure of speech in Hosea 5, verse 12. God said, "Therefore will I be unto Ephraim as a moth, and to the house of Judah as rottenness." Unseen and unheard, a moth in a garment eats away at the fabric and destroys it. Likewise, rottenness secretly eats away at wood, but more slowly. Israel's doom was coming swiftly. Judah's, more slowly. In Hosea 5:13, we find Hosea's first use of the dreadful word Assyrian. This was the shadow of the approaching night. The forces of decay and destruction were already at work, and God retired to heaven to wait. He said in Hosea 5:15, "I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offense and seek my face." Hosea 6 contains an indictment on Israel's unrepentant hearts. While Israel expressed sorrow and begged for another chance, God knew the insincerity in their hearts. In the first three verses, God exposes their false confession of repentance. Warren Wiersbe explains their hypocrisy. To begin with, their concern was for healing and not for cleansing. They saw their nation in difficulty and wanted God to make things right. But they did not come with broken hearts and surrendered wills. They wanted happiness, not holiness, a change of circumstances, but not a change in character. In the second section of Hosea 6, verses 4 through 11, God compares Israel's love to a morning cloud that brings dew. In the early morning, the dew sparkles in the moonlight, but when the sun comes up, it quickly evaporates away. Israel's love for the Lord was temporary, lovely, but not lasting. Some questions to consider. In light of our guilty verdict, what should our posture be before the Lord? In what ways can your repentance become hypocritical? And finally, how is your commitment to God at times like the morning dew? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.